I want to share something with the people of God that I believe that this is a spiritual word, a prophetic word for the body of Christ. I believe that this word is about to transform not just the house of manna, but those that will hear it. Those that will receive it. I believe that this is a word from the Lord, for it's a seasonal word. Meaning that if you receive it and let it take root, it will produce its harvest for you. I pray that you have an understanding of this. If you have your Bibles, if you would, please turn to Acts 4:24. Acts 4:24. Thank you, Josh. Acts 4:24. I'm going to read out of the King James Version, Acts 4:24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against the holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken when they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that thou ought of these things which he possessed with his own, but they had all things common. And when the great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all, neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of the lands or houses sold them and brought their prices of the things that were sold. If you would put your attention, please, at all with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace, say it with me, great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that what? That what? Say it like you mean it and understand it. Say it like you don't want it.
Lack.
Say it that you can't stand it.
Lack.
Say it like you're tired of it.
Lack.
Say that you're through with it.
Lack.
Say it like you're never going to see it again.
Lack.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Lack.
I'm trying to tell you, it's in the Word. It's in the Word. And in the Word, God begins to decree and create. He said it at the very beginning, right here. He says, out of the mouth of the servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers gathered together against the Lord. Now watch this. Has not Jesus been attacked through our government? Has not Jesus, the name of Jesus, been attacked through our social networking? That if the moment you bring up the name of Jesus Christ, you get labeled as someone that needs to be quiet and be still and not say that very name. But you can say God, but you can't say Jesus. But you can't take away the name of Jesus because he is God. He's being attacked even right now in this very season that we're in. We have entered into a time and a realm in this nation of ours where Jesus is being attacked by the rulers. Same thing that took place there. It took place where he was actually there in the flesh. Now Jesus is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, still being attacked even here. They're trying to take Jesus out of the church. No, out of the Christian church. You know how I know this? The government wants to take every 501c3 church and revoke their status of being non-taxed. That's what's going on right now. And then the other thing that they want to do that's already implemented right now that the churches don't understand is there's certain scriptures that you can't even talk about. They don't want you talking about anything about homosexuality, being transgender. Matter of fact, what they're also trying to do is make sure that every restroom in the church, if someone decides that very day, if they were male and they wanted to become female, they could walk into the restroom as a female and you cannot stop them or you will be sued. Well, you need to understand what's going on behind the closed doors of the government in the city that you live in. And when that was passed, guess what? The church was not heard. Even when the church was present, it wasn't heard because it was already predetermined. Predetermined that it was going to be passed before the vote even happened. Why? Who's being attacked? Church. What is being attacked? The truth. The truth is. It's the same thing that was taking place during this time. And so what did the people do in the book of Acts? This is the birth of the new church. What birthed the new church? It wasn't religiosity. I'll tell you that right now. Much less the saints. And I'm not talking about us, the saints. I'm talking about the saints. You know, the porcelain ones that nobody's supposed to touch. You know, the porcelain ones that, you know, collect dust. The porcelain ones that are so high that you can't go and touch. If you do go and touch, then you're holy. Hey, I come from that religion. I know what it's like. And I understood that these certain relics that, if you would, held powers. They held powers. So we had a belief that a statue can have power. But we wouldn't cry to Jesus ourselves. A religion was teaching that you've got to go to the mother as opposed to going to the son. Or you had to go to another saint as opposed to going to the son. So then we wonder why we have so many people today in churches that are cross-pollinating. Hear me. They're cross-pollinating. They're coming out of churches from all over the place to try to find out one truth. Is there a real God? And if so, how can I find him? How can I find the real God? So there's a cross-pollinization that has taken place between all different types of religions. And someone's trying to figure out a way on how to capitalize on it. And that is an Antichrist spirit. That Antichrist spirit works in the church because it's anti-Christ. Not anti-world, anti-Christ. So it infiltrates the mind of the people of God so that they don't have the truth come in and revelatory truth take place. So we start thinking that we can put our focus on different things and pray to these different things in different atmospheres would change what's going to happen. If you don't go to God through Jesus, you ain't getting to the Father. Jesus said it out of his own mouth. The way to the Father is through me. That's pretty bold. That's why they came against Jesus. So now here we go. Now we're in the story now. Now the believers, they've watched the resurrection. They've understood it and they watched it. Do you believe if somebody was to be resurrected right now in front of us, bring a coffin in, they get resurrected, do you think that everybody is going to get saved? Huh? I would think the same thing. I would think, man, you see that resurrection? That's God. But you know what? Not everybody in the room would be saved. They would think that, oh, you did something special. Or you just put them comatose until the day that you wanted them to come out and you knew when they were coming off of that drug. There's drugs that, you know, they'll put all kinds of excuses. Well, Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the grave and they were still unbelievers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus calls for Lazarus out of the grave and he waited till he was stinking. And not only that, he had to make sure that they really witnessed that he was really dead because he came out with all those grave clothes. All those bandages. And then he instructed them, remove the clothes. Because he couldn't do it himself. remove the clothes. And then it was after he did that resurrection that now the church came against him. Read the stories. Read the Bible. It wasn't up until that point that they didn't mess with Jesus. Now the church and the government began to plot against Jesus. Here we are now. The people of God that witnessed the resurrection are crying out for boldness unto the Lord. And here's what's happened. Now they're in one accord. They're in one accord. There's agreement there. And because there's agreement and there's one accord, and they're asking for one thing, the boldness to speak. That's what the church needs, is boldness again. But people are afraid to speak about Jesus. Oh, because, you know, you're going to be one of those Jesus freaks. Baby, I'm a freak with Jesus and freak without Jesus. Some of y'all caught it, some of y'all didn't. Some of y'all said, oh, Lord, he knows me too well. I believe that God is just trying to say, I'm about to do something. I hope you're in line with me. Because you can miss it. You can miss it. How is it that one house felt the shaking when the Spirit of God fell on one house? And there was many believers. How come it only fell on one house? Because they were in one accord. There was no division. Oh, there was doubt in there, but there wasn't division. They were in union, common union together. In order for us to see the glory of God, and in order for us to see his manifest presence and demonstration of his power, the church has to be in agreement. Agreement. The problem is we don't know how to come into agreement in the spirit. When the music gonna be over? I only got an hour and a half. You already passed that threshold. What you going to do now? Well, you better raise somebody from the dead in here. You had me wait a long time. And it's about to rain tonight. And I don't like driving in the rain. And if I got to roll my windows down, I'm going to get all wet. And then my weave is going to come undone. My hair is going to get all frizzy. Got no AC. If I got to raise my windows up, then I'm going to be hot and sweaty. You better speak something and do something in here. You're not in accord with the Spirit of God. You seek after a sign. Seek after Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank God we ain't have church on Thursdays. World Cup is tomorrow. It'll be empty in here. I was glad when they said unto me that I can go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. I was glad. Watch this one. Yeah, don't let it be Friday night service, Pastor. I know you were talking about doing a Saturday night service, Pastor Wayne. That ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. You don't know Saturday. My Saturday. You want Saturday service? Sure. It's going to be an hour? And then I'll have to come on Sunday, right? I might do that. Because, you know, it don't start kicking till about 10 or 11 o'clock anyhow. So you got about till 10 o'clock. Y'all know y'all thinking. Everybody in here now, oh, no, Pastor, we with you, Pastor. When are you starting this, though? I'm with you right now because I know it ain't happening. When are you going to start it? The Lord has led me to another church. What Pastor the Lord said. We're not in agreement with the Spirit. Because we want to be comfortable. Lord don't stretch us like that. Not the Lord. He don't stretch us like that. Right, Bonnie? He don't stretch us. He don't put on the best party that's kicking with the best DJ on the day you go to church. He don't do that. No, he does that on the days that you don't have church, right? He organizes it that way. Or you get the phone call that the one person that you haven't heard for in about 6 months, and they say, hey, I'm in town. Can we hook up? Come on now. Can we hook up? Well, you know, tonight's Bible study, and Pastor won't mind. He ain't gonna even pay attention anyhow. He's be the one that the Lord said, I need to speak to you, but you weren't there. Yeah, I like that, Kathy. Bring your friend and all. I don't care. Bring your friend. Well, they got their smoke on before. Bring them in. We have drunks come in. We think that the church has to be all holy and dignified. No, we just got to be welcoming and loving. Then we'll be in one accord. Is that right? Y'all want to be in one accord? You want to come out of lack? Huh? You want to come out of lack? I want to come out of lack. Then listen for the sound. Listen for the sound. Right, and then I'm going to go back to this lack thing, and y'all probably ain't going to like it, but it's all right. Go to 2 Samuel 5. 2 Samuel 5. There's a principle behind it all, but y'all going to miss it if you don't pay attention. I might have to repeat it again for the next couple of weeks. But there's a principle here. And it's a kingdom principle that you can't negate. 2 Samuel 5 at verse 23. If you're there, say amen. I'm going to wait till everybody else catches up. 2 Samuel's in the Old Testament. Y'all know that, right? Just making sure. Some of y'all at the very back of the book, and I'm not even looking at you. 2 Samuel 5:23. And when David inquired of the Lord, who did he inquire of? The Lord. He said, thou shalt not go up. Oh, hold on. The Lord said, thou shalt not go up. But fetch a compass behind them and come up them over against the mulberry trees. Did you see that? Huh? 2 Samuel 5:23. We're in the same Bible? Same place? So David inquired of the Lord, right? And then the Lord said, thou shalt not go up. What did he instruct him to do? A compass. In other words, go around. Did you see that? Y'all reading it? You reading it? How many of you don't have the Bible in front of you? How many of you don't have an app in front of you? You don't got an app? You don't have a Bible app? Can you get with somebody? I want you to see this. This is going to help you. This is going to set you free. Everybody. Get it out. I want to make sure that you come to church, you're going to get a Bible. You're going to get a phone app. You're going to get the Bible app. You're going to get Word. Say it with me. Word up, Pastor. Because we're going to get the Word up in you, all right? All right, now listen here. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're on the podcast, and Pastor said, word up. Ooh, I caught myself on that. What I meant, we're going to get the word up to par in your spirituality and speak. 2 Samuel 5:23, when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up. So that tells me that he is asking God, can I go up? No. I have a different direction for you. Did you read that? Don't go up. Go around back. Where does he say to go? Around and then where to? Where to? Huh? Up to where? Say it again.
Up to the mulberry trees.
Say it again.
Up to the mulberry trees.
Say it like you know where.
Up to the mulberry
tree. The mulberry tree. Gave direction, did he not? Yeah. Very specific. In other words, don't go to the oak tree. Go to the mulberry tree. Are you reading your Bible? You reading it? I think the other rendition of it is balsam tree. Poplars. Because he's popular. Now, he gave specific instructions to the tree to go to. Did he not? And watch this. Now, here's the key. Watch. Don't go up. Go around. Up to the mulberry tree. And when you get there, watch this. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of what? The mulberry trees. That then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Do you understand what's happening? Is it you're asking to go up to get victory over something that is opposing you, and you're asking for a different direction and a different way to defeat the Philistine. But he says, don't go up. I'm going to do something different for you. I'm going to have you go around. Oh, help me, Lord Jesus. Will you stand right here, baby? Come here, babe. Stand right here. Stand right here. Stand right here. I'm going to use women because women, when they fight, they don't quit. They do not quit. They don't quit. Come on, baby. Stand over here. You can put your phone up. Come on, Inez. Come on, Inez. Come on. Come on. Watch this. Watch this. Here's the opposition. Right? Here's the opposition. Now, the opposition has been taunting you and coming against you. You've had war after war after war. The Philistines want to take you out because they oppose your God. They oppose you. They want to get rid of you. So they're mean. That's it.
Why are you smiling?
You know, that's it. That's it. See? See? They're ready now. Now they're ready, right? Now, what David is doing is inquiring, do I go up and fight against them? He says, no, go around. Now watch this. What has been opposing you? What has been coming against you? What is taunting you? This time, don't miss this, he's going to make you come from behind. Turn around and face them. You don't know I'm coming. Now watch this. Why did he tell them up until the mulberry tree? Wait there. Watch this. Watch. Don't miss it. Their focus is on Israel. To try to kill and destroy Israel. So they're looking that way. So they're focused on coming at you. Here's what God's going to do for you. He's going to make you come around the back of your enemy. And he's going to make you come to the tree and make you wait. Because now what he's going to do, he's going to send the angel, which is an angel that is breaking forth on your behalf. And is going to make sounds above their heads. Watch this. Where's their attention going to go? Look up, ladies. Look up. Now when you hear that, it's going to sound like what? Marching feet on top of the mulberry trees. Now, what is that going to do? Your enemy cause all kinds of confusion. Don't miss this. Because what the enemy has been trying to do to you is get you confused and get you so distracted that God says, I don't want you to face this battle this way. Let me fight it for you. Let me get up there and send a sound first. And when I send the sound, then you can take a bow. But I want to send confusion to the Philistines this time, and that they're going to look up and they're going to see the foot of angels walking on top of the mulberry trees on your behalf. And as when you take them out, you're going to take them out from behind. Why? Because you're going to take everything that the enemy has taken from you. There's a sound that always comes before you have victory of something that's been taunting you. Did you feel it? Did you feel it? Did you feel it? Did you hear it? Did you feel it?
Yes.
I hope you understand the reason why I called the three of you up here. It's because the very thing that has been coming against you and facing you is God is saying, just look up! Because I sent the angels on your behalf. I've sent the angels on your behalf to cause confusion in the enemy's camp that is going to come from behind. Watch this. Because this enemy's been fighting you also front and back. This is the second victory that David had over the Philistines. And the Philistines knew how to get to them. Where? In the valley. So what he said, no. If you go straight to them, you're going to go right back down in the valley again. Watch this. Go around a different direction. And when you go around a different direction, they're going to be looking for you the way you always come at them. They're going to look at the way you always come to them. The way you always come and fight them. They're going to, oh, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. No, he's going to say, let me do the fighting for you. Let me get behind and let me get up on top of the trees to cause all kind of confusion. And when I cause the confusion, they're going to look up and they're going to see something heavenly. They're going to see something different. They're not going to know. They're going to be awestruck. And then when I strike them down, watch this, you won't have to do anything but plunder them. Because you've been cutting at them all the same way. And I'm going to do it differently. and I'm going to do it the way that I said to do it. If you just wait on my instructions, I will do it. Different. Because the sound proceeds. Then gives you instructions on what to do. Don't go at this enemy the same way that you've always been going after this enemy. You try to deal with fasting and prayer. You try to deal with all kinds of things. You try to do, but God says, let me do it this time for you. And when I do it for you, I'm going to do it differently. I may take you someplace you would never even expect to go, especially to a little place in a strip center that looks like a Chinese food restaurant anyhow. And you're going to show up in there, and then it's just so crazy and loud in there. Why are you here? Because I sent you to a place to wait so that I will do it. And then I'll bring about a change. Not only will I give you victory, but I'll give you victory. And the enemy will always look up and be distracted because of the confusion. So that this fight is easy. It's easy. It's easy. All you had to do is say, Lord, do I go up? And if we would have went to God and said, do I go up, and didn't hear his command, we would have been slaughtered. Because they were expecting you to come at them the same way. This time God said, go around. Go around. And wait on me. And wait on me. How many of you know that lack can no longer be around those that are in abundance? How many of you know that lack can't be in the presence of God? Because God is the fullness of him and the fullness in you. Lack is a something of things that are negative. It's not enough. It's not there. It's something that is empty, cannot be in the place of something that is full. If you feel that you're empty and you don't have what you need, go to the place of being filled in him. And lack is removed. Just when you think it's not going to happen, it happens. There's no way this is going to happen. It happens. Because I'm giving you direction on how to overcome and how to do away with lack. Because lack right now is your Philistine that is standing in front of you. Inquire of God and watch him release the breaker, the angel that breaks that spirit that comes against you. That's what's happening. And Sunday, I'm going to talk about the breaker's anointing. The breaker's anointing. And in that breaker's anointing, it doesn't just break things off of you. It breaks things off of your household. Breaks things off of your children. And children to be. And children to come. Mm-hmm. It breaks things off of businesses. It breaks things off of land. And it breaks things off of governmental rulership. There's a breaker's anointing that comes to a spirit that breaks things off. What does the anointing do? Destroys yokes. Oh, there's a release. I hope you hear it. I hope you hear it. I've released my angel that breaks the yoke. The one that oppresses you and comes against you and tries to stop you and tries to destroy you. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. See you on Sunday. Sunday, the breaker's anointing is about to be released and imparted to every person that has entered into this house. I will pray a prayer of impartation for the breaker's anointing, and I believe that God is ordaining and demonstrating his power in your very life. Come on, Sunday. Be ready. Just be ready. If you got... Look, I'm going to just say it this way. I only saw it in the spirit right now, and that's why I said, okay. I want you to come expecting. Now listen, this isn't our Sunday crowd. It's not Sunday crowd. Sunday you'll see people that you normally don't see. Wednesdays. You have the opportunity to break the devil's back. Come on Sunday. Knowing that you're going to break this thing off. Are you ready? Are you ready? Not only bring your tithe and offering. Watch this. I got word right there. Bring a sacrificial seed. Sacrificial seed. What I want you to write on that though is breaker on it. That's on Sunday. Not tonight. Not tonight. And that seed, the breaker seed, is going to be done on the floor. On the floor. Because we're going to lay it before God. And under that very anointing, we're going to go and lay prostrate on it and pray and believe. That impartation that has taken place will continue and be a perpetual blessing to cut that lack. Amen.